Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul taught, God knows where you are. Today, he'll be teaching eliminating objects. Let's join Paul now as he teaches eliminating objects.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking about a dream and a vision that God has placed in our heart, and we've been talking and discussing some of the tools that we have available, how we have the promises of God, and how we have the power of the Holy Spirit working through us and in us. How we are the vessel, and God is the one that is pouring into our vessel and using it for His glory. And I hope you're enjoying it, and I pray that you are getting something out of it, and I hope it's a blessing to you. And last time we were together, we were talking about God knows where you are. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, God always knows where you are. Not only knows where you are, but what you are facing and what you are going through. And we were talking about Moses, how Moses was born and he was raised by Pharaoh's daughter, and how he had it in his heart a desire to free the Israelites from the Egyptians, and how some of the things that happened where he seen an Egyptian being mean and beating on a fellow Israelite, and he stepped in and intervened and killed Pharaoh's men. And then he was in fear for his life, so we read the story where he went out to the desert for 40 years tending sheep. And then one day he looked up on a hill and he seen a burning bush that was not consumed. And he had to go check it out. See, even though he left Egypt and went to the desert, God always knew where he was at. Just like you. No matter what desert you are trekking through, no matter what desert you are living on, God knows where you're at. And today I kind of like to talk about eliminating objects. Objections. They're exiled. On the back side of the desert, Moses saw a burning bush that was not consumed, and his dream was rekindled. There are three major principles revealed in this story that, when applied to your life, will rekindle the fire of your dream. The first step is reject reasons for remaining where you are. Moses had a multitude of reasons why he couldn't fulfill his dream. First, he argued, "Who am I?" And Moses said unto God, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" You can read that in Exodus 3:11. Like Moses, many of us struggle with past failures or a lack of abilities. God's answer to Moses was, "It is not who you are that is important, but who I am. It is not who you are that will advance your ministry, but who He is. You must act on the basis of who He is, not who you are. Because you know, we are the vessels, and God is one that wants to use you to be a willing vessel that He can work through you. You cannot do it on your strength. You cannot do it on your ability. But through God, all things are possible." Then Moses said, "I don't have the authority. Who will I say sent me? God's answer to Moses was, Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. I am has sent you also. The same I am that was talking to Moses is talking to you and talking to me. God has given you authority over all the power of the enemy. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You can read that in Luke 10:19. You have the power and the authority of God to walk into your destiny and fulfill it. Next, Moses objected, What if they don't believe me? God's answer to this objection was, What is in your hand? In Moses' hand was a rod which represented God's power. Later on, this same rod was thrown down before Pharaoh and miracle happened. It was stretched over the Red Sea and the waters parted and it brought forth water from a rock for a thirsty multitude. What rod is in your hand? Your rod that is in your hand to give you power, to give you victory, to give you miracles is your Bible. How often do you handle that rod? How often do you use that rod to where you also can have victory over everything? And that is our rod in Christ Jesus is the Bible. God is asking you the same question today. What is in your hand? You have talents, abilities, gifts, and skills that God can use if you will simply pick them up and begin to use them again. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. That's in Romans 11:29. Then Moses questioned, What shall I say? God responded, I will be your mouth and teach you what to say. God's word to you today is, The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, which is your rod, the word of God, the Bible. In order to rekindle his dream, Moses had to eliminate all excuses. If you are to fulfill your divine destiny, you must do the same. Every reason why you can't do it must go. You must eliminate every objection in the name of Jesus, because it says in his word that you have the power to do what you need to do, because the power is in Christ Jesus. You may not have the strength of your own, you may not have the words of your own, you may not have the knowledge of your own, but through the working of the Holy Spirit, you being a yielding vessel unto God, he can use you no matter what you went through, no matter how many times you failed and fell down. God can use you. All you have to do, all I have to do, is be willing and let God use us. And that would be to his glory. And it would be amazing what you can accomplish, what you feel you can do, if you just yield yourself to God and use that Bible as your rod and your strength and your education. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege to come before your throne in your wonderful name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this time that we can get together and talk and discuss and to share the dreams and the visions that you have placed within our hearts. And Father, for giving us the tools, the knowledge, the words, and the experience that we need to do and to fulfill this dream and this vision. Father, I pray that you help every one of us to pick up that rod, which is the Bible, and to use it for our glory and for your glory. That our strength comes from you, not within us. Father, you are made perfect in our weaknesses because your strength is never failing. Father, I pray that you will touch each and every one that is listening to this that we can grasp and that we can know that we can depend upon you and depend upon that rod to help us and to strengthen us. Because, Father, without you, we are nothing, but you are the I am in our lives, meaning we can do anything through you, through your strength, if we just yield ourselves and become yielding vessels unto you. Father, bless us and touch us and help us, I pray. In your wonderful name, I ask you, in Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Eliminating Objects. Join Paul next week as he teaches Taking Action. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.